Maybe
it's all right.
Maybe you should have the microphone.
We should have both. That's all. If we have both, it's probably the only one.
Maybe, what if
you go first?
You could use it because they need to hear you.
The only one, sometimes you need to save your energy. Yeah.
Right, but
okay.
I have a good voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, we're already communicating. My name is Father Boniface. He Bojie. Do you know Saint Boniface?
大家知道这个圣这个 宾尼法爵 应该是伯尼法爵或者宾尼法爵
你可以把名字写在里边。你说英文的吗？英文的吗？你学英文？那就不用写英文了，不用写中文了。Boniface。
O-N-I-F-A-C-E. Good. Perfect. Hicks.
这是神父的全名。
And I am a Benedictine monk from the United States. You met Brother Nick the last 2 days, and he is one of my Benedictine brothers.
前两天大家看到的这个我们说康修士就是他们本都会的会士，那这位呢就是本都会的神父，从美国来。那这个我们说康修士跟他是一个修会的会士，他们就是同一个修会的兄弟。Saint
Boniface was also a Benedictine monk.
我们说这个圣宾尼法爵就是本都会的 会士也是一位圣人。
Saint Boniface was the apostle to the Germans. He brought the gospel from England to Germany.
他应该是我们说叫德国人的宗徒，因为他把福音呢是从
from England to Germany.
把福音从英国带到德国。
And so he was a missionary monk.
他是一个做传教工作的
And I am bringing the gospel from America to China.
He's kind of missionary.
So I am also a missionary monk.
所以说他说我称自己呢也是一个传福音的，就是拥有这个传福音使命的会士。
But of course, you don't need the gospel to hear the gospel for the first time.
当然就是你们已经就是在第一时间听到了基督的福音。But
religious life is so very important for the health of the church.
我们说修道生活，尤其是我们说修会生活，对教会的健康非常重要。对教会生活的健康非常重要。
So your lives are so important for the church in China.
尤其是我们在座的，你们的生活对教会非常重要。And
I am very grateful to have the opportunity to strengthen you in your religious life.
那神父非常高兴的看感觉到自己有机会去兼顾我们的信仰和我们的团体生活。
Just to share a little bit more about myself, I did not grow up with any religion.
神父介绍他自己，他的成长是在一个没有宗教氛围的家庭中长大的。
When I was at the university, I considered myself an atheist.
他在大学的时候，那认为自己呢，我就是一个完全的一个无神论者。
And a man who was a total stranger came to me and invited me to study the Bible with him.
突然间呢，就是有一个完全他不熟悉的一个陌生人，走近他，然后邀请他去学习圣经。
After studying the Bible for a couple of years, I came to believe in Jesus.
在他学了圣经几年之后呢？他慢慢发现自己就开始就信了耶稣。
And that experience was so important for my life, that I thought about sharing Jesus with others.
所以这一段学圣经的和他皈依的这样一个经验对他的生命非常重要，所以他觉得他应该有，把基督分享给别人的这样一个使命。
So I was baptized Catholic in 1997.
他在1997年的时候就领洗成了一位教友。
And then I became a Benedictine monk in 1998.
然后在1998年的时候他就加入了本笃会。
So the faith is very important to me. In a particular way, I love to share the experience of prayer.
信仰对他的生命来说是非常重要的，所以特别是他愿意分享自己借着这样一个经验的祈祷的经验。
And I look forward to the opportunity to speak more with you all about prayer.
那当然也是更高兴的，有机会和我们在座的分享他祈祷的经验。
I want to tell you now so that you can think about it. It's very important for you to be able to trust me, and so I think it's also important for you to know me.And I want to invite you to ask any questions.
在这个过程，神父呢就是很愿意啊，很开放的，希望就是大家就是能够对他，有一定的信任。同时呢，我们可以问他问题。
So please feel free at any time to ask questions about what we are discussing, or if you want to ask any questions about me, that's okay too.
当然，在我们讲课的过程中，无论是我们讨论的内容，还是你关于神父个人，你想问任何的问题，随时都可以。
You can even ask about my beard.
你甚至也可以问问，就神父为什么留这么长的胡子。
Many people wonder how long it took to grow this beard.
很多人都很好奇啊。说神父，你这胡子长这么长，需要多长时间呢
？This beard grows. It grows this long in about 1 year.
但是起码得需要一年才能长到这么长。
But I have not cut it in 17 years.
还有差不多七年了 ，17.
17.
17，17年，他都没剪。
I on the plane ride over here, I sat next to a young Chinese man.And he asked me what I was doing in China.
他这是坐飞机上来的时候，不是坐的一个这个他邻座位的一个中国的年轻人吗？一小伙子问他，说你来中国干嘛呀
？And I told him I was going to teach a course.
然后他告诉他说我去中国教书，教一个课。
And he said I thought you were a professor because of your beard.
然后这个年轻人说，他说我一想你就应该是个教授，他说你看你这胡子这么长。
So that's a part of my plan is I have a beard so that you think I know what I'm talking about.
所以这个也就是他的经验，他说你看你们就当看到神父的胡子的时候，你大概就知道他应该讲什么了吧。
But hopefully I do know what I'm talking about, but more importantly,We need to pray so that God will help us to understand.
那当然，神父知道自己要讲的是什么了。但重要的是，无论做什么，我们都去祈求天主帮助我们。
Could we take a moment to ask Our Lady for her prayers?
那我们用一点时间，我们邀请圣母做我们的保护和帮助。
欢呼玛利亚，
你充满圣宠，主与你同在，你在妇女中受赞颂，你的亲子耶稣同受赞颂。天主圣母玛利亚，求你现在和我们临终时，为我们罪人祈求天主。阿门。
Amen. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So I have come a long way to share some things with you about religious life.
对神父来说，这是一个漫长的过程啊，也是他就是很久就在思考和怎么和大家一起分享关于我们说修会生活或者叫修道生活。
I came a long way because you are worth it.
当然。神父也说我愿意和你们一起同行，因为大家是值得神父和我们一起同行的。
Women religious express the very deepest heart of the church.
我们说女性的修道团体。 Can you repeat again?
Women religious show us the deepest heart of the church.
显示了我们在教会心中心的重要作用，在教会生命中的重要作用。
You are like the Blessed Virgin Mary.
你们的生活，我们的生活就像分享了圣母玛利亚的生活一样。
And you make her visible to us. You help her to see. You help us to see her.
那我们帮助别人，去使得圣母玛利亚的形象有形可见。
This morning at Mass, I was watching the bishop as he bowed before the statue of Mary.
那今天早晨的弥撒，因为我们有一个圣母台像的游行，就是当看到主教在圣母像前的鞠躬的时候。
The bishop is strong and powerful.
这个主教呢是非常有影响力的，而且就是很。有一种强烈的感情对对对他的信仰。
And Mary is little and weak.
那看上去啊，就是我们说从主教的这个声音来讲，就是很强，但是看上圣母的那个像在那儿又小，然后看上去又是很弱。
But the bishop bows before Mary.
但主教呢，却在圣母像前鞠躬。
Pope Francis often reminds us that Mary is more important than the bishops.
教宗方济各也多次的提醒我们，主教，圣母玛利亚远远比主教们更重要。
Mary is truly great.
当然，我们说圣母玛利亚的的确确是一位伟大的女性。
And women religious help us to see Mary.
我们说女性修道者，也就是说修女们，使得圣母玛利亚有形可见，让我们看到了修女们，就看到了圣母。
We also see this in the window in the chapel, the stained glass window.
我们在这个教堂里的这个就叫彩玻璃，也看到了这个关于圣母的像。
In the stained glass window, there is the mighty angel Gabriel.
大家看到那个大天使啊，我们说加贝欧尔。
And there is Mary. And God is in the center, the Holy Spirit.
天主圣神在天使和圣母的中间。
But the light of God shines on Mary, not on Gabriel.
那天主的光照射在圣母玛利亚身上，但是天主的光没有照在天使身上。
Gabriel is surrounded by clouds.
那天使呢，是被云彩围绕着。
And this is how Mary also shows us the light of God while the angel is just in the clouds.
圣母玛利亚呢，就是显示给我们的是天主的光，天使呢，就是在云彩的光，在云彩中被环绕着。
So Mary shows God to us, and you show us Mary.
也就是天主，圣母。 把天主显示给我们，那我们呢？把圣母玛利亚显示给这个世界。
The Second Vatican Council said that Mary is the Church's perfection in heaven.
在梵蒂冈第二次大公会议里边有一段就是论述啊，就说圣母是教会的。 在天上的完美的形象。
She is the heart and center of the church.
她是教会生活的心脏，教会生活的中心。
And we can also say she is the face of the church.
我们同样也可以说圣母玛利亚是教会的信仰。
Face or?
Face.
是教会的面孔。
And so you show us Mary, and you show us the face of the church and the heart of the church.
你们要显示出来的就是教会的面孔，也是教会生命的中心。
As women religious, this is your identity.
那作为修女，这就是我们的身份。
And it is also your task.
那当然也是我们的工作。
You are like Mary, and you also have to become more like Mary.
我们
at the first.
You are like Mary.
我们像圣母。 所以我们的工作就要做圣母所做的。
God wants to make you even more like her.
因为天主就是会邀请我们，就更像似圣母。
This should make you a little bit nervous.
那可能这种说法让我们感觉就比较紧张啊。
Because the more that we know ourselves, the more that we know we are not like Mary.
当我们越了解自己的时候。 我们也知道自己怎么看自己都不像圣母玛利亚。
But it should also make us excited.
Pardon.
That God wants to make us more like Mary. That we should also be excited about that.
当天主就是邀请我们像圣母和圣母相似的时候，那我们因为这个邀请就是感到很振奋，很激动。
And no matter how much work we need, God can make all of us more like Mary, and He wants to.
就无论我们离我们自己像圣母那个样子，这个工作这个路程有多么远，但是天主一直都在推动着我们去。 逐步地走进我们更相似圣母的路程。So
that's our path for these days, the path to become more like Mary.
那这就是我们逐步地走向更像圣母的路程。You
already started on this path with the evangelical councils, with the vows.
那我们所宣发的圣愿就是带领着我们在走向更消似圣母的路上。
And another part of this path is to grow in community life.
那另外的这个路呢，就是借着我们的团体生活去走向更消似圣母的路。
And another part of this path is to grow in prayer.
那另外的一条路，不是一条路，其实就是方法了，就是借着我们的祈祷去走向相似圣母的这条路。
Maybe you could tell me something you remember from the first part of the path on the evangelical councils.
神父就是邀请大家，就是你可能会还记得，就是在最早的时候，你接受了三愿生活，你走向相似圣母的这条路上，你所经历的故事。你们谁愿意和大家
？Do a lot of them share some stories?
Yeah, something that they remember.
Okay. 你们谁愿意和大家分享，就是你曾经记得的故事和你生命中的经验。有吗？
我在寻找。
I have to tell Brother Nick they didn't learn anything. I have to tell Brother Nick they didn't learn anything.
然后他说如果大家都这个样子的时候，他说我会告诉这个康修士，他说他从你的课上什么也没学到。有吗？大家愿意分享吗？
好，我来分享。
好，谢谢秀女。
One brave sister.
我说，我们这是勇敢的修女之一了。
大家好，其实呢，我分享一件在我生命当中关于我祈祷和圣母的一个关系。因为大家可能知道我生活的比较复杂吧，因为我1994年去了南方以后呢，我1996年有一次回家探亲的时候。大家知道1999年呢，济南修会已经办起来了。其中呢，济南修会呢，它的分会是在哪里？就在我们禹城。禹城全部修女全部搬到禹城了。所以说当我回来的时候呢，我去了禹城，没有在家里住。当时的时候修女院长就跟我说，他说哎呀，我们这边修会办起来了，你们回来吧。当时我们是四个人，
对不起修女，这样我是想呢，让你的经验，神父能听懂。你讲一段，你要停下来，我给神父翻译了之后，然后你再继续。如果你连续讲的话，我就跟不上你的步伐了。对不起 ，I just and her community was established in the one place, and it's all established well, and they move back to the community. 你继续吧，我差不多就是总结了一下你原来说的这些。
我当时的时候邀请我们四个都回来的时候，我们四个都动心了，而且呢也都打算打包回来。回来以后呢，结果呢我没有回来，因为我在考虑我该不还回来，天主要不要我回来。
And when all sisters decided to come back to their community, but only herself left there, they said, do I need to go back to the community? Maybe I have another ideas, and maybe the God is make a joke with me. Okay, continue.
这个时候呢，我回家以后呢，我就问我妈妈给我说了一句什么话。你问我，你还不如问天主，问圣母玛利亚，问给你怎么说呢啊？我那个时候我就很难为情， 我妈妈只是说了一个中国人经常所说的话，好女不嫁二夫。所以说我当时到了南方以后呢，我就说这两年难道是天主给我开了一个玩笑又让我回来吗？啊，所以说在我的祈祷当中，我就听到圣母有一个声音给我说，他也不看我，他也不说话啊，就漠不关心，很不理我的那个样子。我想啊，我所做的
对不起，你停一停，别不理我。Sorry， 我这样就是让神父知道你这故事的全部啊，对不起。And because she came back her home, asked her mother, and what can I do? Her mother gave her suggestion: you should ask the Virgin Mary. Maybe she gave you a good answer. And according to it's a kind of a Chinese old saying. They say it says.If one woman cannot marry twice, and this is her very critical choice for her life. Okay.
从那以后，我就发现我在祈祷当中，我看到圣母不理我的时候，我说可能我所做的事情，这是人的事情，不是圣母让我做的，也不是天主让我做的，可能天主不喜欢，所以说我就做了一个决定，我不回来。
And the finally, she make her final decision and leave the original community, and she didn't come back the community, and she said this is God's choice, and she keeps staying.In an original community in the south part of China, she didn't come back to the north. So I think this is a very clear answer for her to follow the will of God and to listen to the voice from the Virgin Mary.
Okay, yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah. 谢谢。还有第二位分享吗？你一边想你一边说，这样正好给我就留一点空间。Come here， 来，愿意分享的都来前边，因为你后边说话可能大家听不清，前边呢有话筒，你还能看到我们所有人的面孔。
我
中间有停顿，我需要给神父翻译。
我如果忘了的话，你就打扰，不是提醒我一下。我分享跟大家分享的呢，不是说神父说的那个萧四圣母的这个路啊的经验，是念玫瑰经的这个得到的益处，这个经历。
She shared her benefit from pray rosary。
就是我的掌上啊，还有老神父呀。我所接触到的都会一直在教我要热心念玫瑰经，反正我也是念，到底是不是热心念就没有这种感觉。我的一个经验是真的热心念的时候是什么时候呢？是八九年动乱的时候。我们在座的有多少人知道八九年动乱这个信息？有一些人知道。
And she mentioned the Tiananmen Square in 1989.
就是八九年动乱在之前呢，六月三号的时候，我送我的大姨回老家去。那个时候北京已经乱了，没有公交车，那些这儿带着那种字样的那些所谓的游行的人吧，一招手就可以上车。我们呢也是就挤着这种车回到老家，从老家回来的时候就没有车了，我坐的那个车就是劫匪劫的一个车，而且那上头那几个都是凶犯。
So, and when she was during political, it's not very political things. It's during the Tiananmen Square, as no any vehicles. And she was stuck in that kind of traffic.
开始的时候呢，就在我们的村口上，这个车来了，前面的一个大横幅写着，天津到北京崇文门，正是我要去的路线。因为当时我就住在东郊面向教堂，离崇文门很近，我觉得这个车我正顺路。
She find a vehicle to go to her hometown.
然后我就上去了。那车上去以后呢，路过一个村子，那有很多等车的。路过一个村子，很多等车的，这车都没有停。直到上高速路之前，那口呢有两个当兵的上来，让上来了。
It's very difficult to get through because many traffic and many protest.
然后我就想，那么多乘客，为什么他不拉？
简单一点，你的故事，不要那么长，就简单。
这个时候呢，这个当兵的说买票，他们就说，20块钱不给就踹下去，然后就把当兵的给踹下去了，我就开始害怕了。然后我呢，主动的，我就因为这会儿就出去那俩当兵的踹下去了，就剩我一个人了，他们四个人在说，都是那些。哎，这车卖多少钱呀？偷来的什么的，我就害怕。然后我也拿20块钱给他们，不要上后边坐着。这个时候我就开始捏玫瑰金，真心的捏玫瑰金。
So the situation very serious during that time. So she began to pray rosary and with the whole heart.
一直到北京这个大洋房的这个高速这个出口村。就进到北京市里了，我说不到崇文门了，我说我临时有事儿，你就到四环上有车，我就顺路，我就想下车就完了，他不放我，我更害怕了。这个时候真的那个热心的程度啊，我想大家可能都能想象得到。
And when they didn't get her out from the vehicle and she felt very feared and pray at intensity again.
然后我又给他们20块钱，我说给你，我买了票我就赶快下车。他们说从天津到这里就8块钱，然后呢就要了我8块钱，还给我撕了一张票，一直到崇文门的这个他那个所大横幅拉的那个站牌子那才让我停下了。然后我感谢天主，真的，我今天感受到了热心念玫瑰经是什么样子，才叫热心念玫瑰经。
And she totally feels this prayer rosary with whole heart. What kind of situation she has experienced in difficult time?
谢谢，
谢谢，
谢谢。还有吗 ？Any what?More share or just that's
We can do a little bit more of that later. Maybe at another time. I was wondering also if they could tell me a little bit of something they learned from Brother Nick.
Okay. 我们分享就暂时先到这儿啊，然后以后有机会很快继续邀请我们分享。那他现在邀请大家就是你们分享一点。就是你们从康修士这两天给你们讲的大致学到的是什么。我们昨天已经有前两排三排都分享了对吧，那就是后边你们的那几位正好有机会好吗，你们后边的应该是后边两排吧，哪位姐妹你们要自愿的话可以上来。你知道以前我们分享的时候也是有类似的经验，特别怕就是前边邀请分享的人的目光跟你对峙，然后头开始就往下低。我刚才第一次看的时候大家就这样，然后第二次大概你就觉得抬起头了一看，哎呀，一下子跟我这个目光就对上了。没事没关系，来吧，分享分享你们的经验，我觉得也挺好的。你们谁自报奋勇？需要时间想吗？ 我不跟你们对视眼光了，要不然你有压力。可以吗？还需要时间再思考。
Just a one or two sentence answer. I'm not looking for a total reiteration.
就说短一点，一两句都可以。不需要你把康修士讲东西要怎么样做总结，都不需要这些。
We could start with what are the evangelical councils? What are the vows?
然后他就是邀请大家你们思考思考，我们所谓的我们就叫发愿，啊，这个我们叫福音劝谕的生活，那是什么样子？说我们的三愿生活是什么？关于什么的？We're still waiting.是让你们强制性的吗？大家愿意接受这种方法吗？就是说你们第四排不得不一个一个的挨着来，你们愿意这种方法吗？还是你们自己选俩代表？右边一排选代表，左边一排你们选一个代表，好不？这样可以又简单，我们又节省时间，行吗？好吧，好，谢谢。我们这个方法比较简单。
我认为啊，
兄弟，你也稍微改好，中间也停，我那什么，
我自己感觉，特别是这两天的一个课程的一个反省吧，对自己在这个奉献生活当中，尤其这个在负重院上，特别是在姊妹们之间这个互相这个服从，我觉得对自己也是有一定的挑战。
It is very challenging for her to reflect.The obedience between the members.
就是曾经每天的日常的小的生活，特别是曾经天主的旨意这一方面，就是有一定的难度。
Another difficulty is how to do the will of God is more difficult to recognize.
也就是口里承认。心里不服，就这样。
We can say in our oral language, but it's not in our heart.
嗯、mm-hmm. ，
就这样。
Yeah.
谢谢，谢谢，
谢
谢，谢
谢。
OK， 另外一位，你们右边一排。
Anybody else? They can answer from their seat. They don't have to come and stand. I just want to hear a few things of what they learned, so it's helping me to get to know them a little bit.
因为神父就是想知道我们在这两天内学的大致的内容，我们理解了什么。另外呢，当时就刚才修女分享这个内容呢，神父也想，如果修女就是提出这样，比如说我们都面对团体生活中服从也好啊，就是听命有这样一个挑战的话。那我们哪一位姐妹愿意去回应刚才修女说我们去寻找天主的旨意，但是这个过程有时候是很困难，你们谁愿意就是接着修女的问题给她一个回馈或是给她一个回应，可以吗？有时候我们这时候特别安静。别睡，好，
谢谢。我分享一下这个服从愿。从我的个人的这个思想来说，我也是经常一种反抗，就是好自由的。但是当掌上，吩咐我们去做什么的时候，第一个意愿我是不愿意接受。第二个思想就是祈祷，当我祈祷之后我能接受下来，因为圣经上说你听命胜于祭献，服从胜于卑贱的膏脂。
兄弟你停下来，我都记不住。
She shares obedience, but it's still a challenge. But when she after prayer and she can say and I can
obey, because according to the gospel, and I desire, the Jesus said, I desire is obedient. Obedience is not sacrifice. So this her experience, mm-hmm. a little. But originally, she doesn't want to do what the superior demanded, mm. commanded. But after prayer, mm. she can change her mind.
对于服从愿来人，我理智上清楚的知道一定要服从，但是在这个思想里边是有斗争的，所以我一定要去听命去做。当我听命去做的时候，天主的恩宠就会伴随着我，有很多奇迹会出现。
And in her mind is very clearly know this is I have to obey.The command, the order from the superior, but in her heart is very struggling with this surreal thinking, and she has realized, and if I obey to the order of the superior, there will be a receive kind of a benefit from God.
关于贫穷愿，那个我听了修士讲的，非常触动的一点就是服务穷人就是贫穷愿的延伸。我感觉我的服务功德很好，谢谢。
And to serve the poor is the extending our poverty. So this is a very beautiful description for her life.
Wonderful.
谢谢。
谢谢。One more.
Come on.
我分享一下听命愿啊，就是那个
停一会儿啊。
你在一定的几句话之后停一下。
刚才那个修女分享的那个听命愿，我去年过完复活节以后，我就那个回到我们会院。
She shares obedience, and last year, her experience last year, she went back to her community after East.
Okay. 回去的时候是复活节以后星期五，我晚上刚坐那要吃饭的时候，我们院长就坐在我跟前，他说我们的修女要去香港学习，他说你要去养老院工作，我说行，我说但是我有一个学习，我说我祈祷了半年了，就五天。我说你如果让我去养老院，我就去把我的学习放下。但是我很渴望再次学习。
And during the supper time, and her superior told her one sister will go to Hong Kong for study, and she said, I have been praying for a short, very short study, just for 5 days, and then I will go to a nursing house to serve, and her.Superior gave her this order.
然后我院长就说：“他说你下次再去学习吧。”我说：“行，可以。”然后院长就到第二天，那个给那个养老院的修女说：“他说你看这个修女还有一个学习就五天。”这个养老院修女说：“那就让他去呗，养老院能忙过来。”院长回来就跟我说：“露西姐，你去学习吧。”他说：“养老院不用你去了。”我说：“感谢天主，我求了半年了。”
天主。Because she has been eager to learn for 5 days, and because the nursing house was very busy, and someday the one sister came back to tell her superior, we can manage it, all things in nursing house, gave her free time to study for 5 days.
所以我就去学习了，学习也很顺利，正好是回来的时候赶到那个五一长假哈，买的票全部是那个站票。我跟那四位修女说，我咱买个马扎吧。我说咱站着也怪远的。我们上从淄博上去车以后，到济南那个车挤得满满的，站着都没有地方，马扎都放不下。然后到济南下车以后，全部都下完了，我们就坐在座上，一面到聊城，没有一个人向我们要座，车上还是满满的。我就很感恩天主，因为天命做的事情，天主会祝福的。
谢谢。And she felt so blessed.Because in the name, for the sake of obedience, so she obeyed the order from the superior. and what is not her heart wants to go. But after discerned, she obeyed all orders from superior. She received a great joy.
Mm. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, I would like to talk for just a few minutes and give us the chance to look at the beauty of religious life.
那现在就是让我们看一看我们修道生活，或者说我们奉献生活它的美好在哪里。
And then we will take a little break.
然后我们休息啊。
I want to quote from or tell you about how the church describes religious life in her teaching.
那在教会的训导里边是怎么样描述我们叫奉献生活的。
In the Second Vatican Council in Perfecte Caritatis.
当然神父也提到现在就是我们在这个教会革新法令里边。
The church says that religious life is a splendid sign of the heavenly kingdom.
那修我们说叫奉献生活是教会一个非常杰出的天国的标记。
So when we see religious life, we get a little glimpse of heaven.
我们从奉献生活就可以瞥见这个天堂的叫什么我们可以瞥见天堂。就可以从这一瞄就瞄到，哎，天堂原来就是这个样子。
It doesn't always feel that way from the inside.
Tell me.
It doesn't always feel that way. Doesn't always feel like heaven.
当然了，就说我们是这么在描述上这么说，但事实上呢，我们不是随时随地都能感觉到，我们就生活在天堂。
But I hope your experience is like my experience, that other people see heaven in religious life.
我们也希望就是当别人看到我们的生活经验的时候看到我们的修道生活经验的时候都能感觉到天堂的标记。
We have a big monastery in the United States and so many people come and they feel so much peace there.
那神父自己在他修道院的生活经验呢也就是说给别人显示的什么呢你只要看到他们的修会，你真的就能感觉到内心的平安。
And when people see the sisters together, they also think of how beautiful heaven is.
那当他们看到修女们在一起的时候，他们就能够感觉到，哎呀，天堂就是这么如此的美好。
The Vatican Council also said that religious life is the adornment the you know that is the adornment of the bride of the church.
那在梵蒂冈第二次大公会，我们的教会革新法令里边也提到了，我们说奉献生活，那就是教会的新娘。奉献生活的形式，教会就是教会的新娘。非常可爱的新娘，或者是。
So when when people see, when the world sees religious life, they see the beauty of the church.
那当这个世界世上的人看到了奉献生活的人，就看到了教会的美好。
The Second Vatican Council also said that religious life is marvelous and miraculous.
What is miraculous?
A miracle.
在这个文献里啊，也提到了，那奉献生活是一个奥迹。
That means that you are a miracle.
也就意味着我们每一个人都是一个奥迹。
Do you feel like a miracle?
大家感觉到吗？
自己在奉献生活的这个过程中是一个奥迹吗？
But it's true. It is a miracle that anyone would choose the path that we have chosen.
所以因为我们每个人都被选择了，走上了被天主选择的路，难道这不是一个奥妙吗？
It is not just a human decision to become a religious.
事实上的的确确，我们这种选择不是说我光凭人的选择去过这种奉献生活。
It requires the grace of God.
它的确需要天主的恩宠。
And so when people see your decision, they also see the grace of God at work.
当人们看到你们的决定的时候，让他们同时也能够看到天主恩宠的临在。
So you are a miracle.
所以你们就是一个奥迹。
Pope John Paul wrote a very beautiful teaching about religious life. I think Brother Nick gave you some paragraphs from it.
教宗圣教宗若望保罗二世也提到了，就是关于奉献生活，的奥妙的这样一个一些章节啊。就说，神父说呢，康修士可能也给大家了一部分，就关于奉献生活的这个描述。
And Pope John Paul said that religious make Jesus visible in the world.
就像教宗若望保罗二世提到的一样，奉献生活使基督的生命有形可见，奉献生活使得基督的生命有形可见。
Because Jesus was also poor, chaste, and obedient.
因为耶稣基督他本身就是贫穷的、贞洁的和服从的。
And so when people see you, they learn more about Jesus.
当人们看到从你们身上，他们就会学到了更多关于耶稣基督的，或者说从你们身上就学到了基督是谁。
Pope John Paul also said that religious life makes the mystery and mission of the church shine forth.
也就是说，我们说奉献生活使得教会的奥迹在世间彰显。
When we say that the mystery of the church shines forth, it means that people see you and they see that there is something wonderful there.
也就是说，怎么彰显呢？就像我们的生活在世界上闪光。也就是说，当人们看到你们的生活的时候，那就看到了教会的生活。
And people ask the question, "What is it about that sister that she smiles, that she's happy?"
那人们就会问。当我说修女为什么那么高兴呢？那为什么她总是那么面带微笑呢
？And what is it about this group of sisters that live together in community? There's something different there.
因为什么就是这些个女性的我们就要说我们修女团体成员在一起的时候，它的意味它到底意味着什么呢？而且他们这些人住在一起和外边的一群人住在一起是非常不同的。
So you help people to see the mystery and it's attractive and they start to ask questions.
就说你们的生活就是使得这样一个奥迹让别人感兴趣，同时呢这样才吸引人去问你们问题，为什么你们这些人在一起生活呢？
And Pope John Paul said that religious life makes the mission of the church shine forth.
也就是教宗保罗再次提到的，我们说奉献生活使得教会的生命在世界上，叫闪光也好，就说你去照耀他人也好。
Because what we do is a part of the mission of the church.
因为我们要做的工作就是教会使命的一部分。
In our prayer and also in our apostolic works, we are living out the mission of the church.
那我们透过我们的祈祷和我们的使徒工作，
那就使得教会就成为一个活灵活现的这样一个团体。
So if someone asks the question, what is the mission of the church? The answer is, look at religious life.
当有人问说教会的使命是什么呢？那你让他看看，你看看奉献生活是什么。
And as
或者说修女的生活是什么。
And as Pope John Paul said, this contributes to the renewal of society.
这个就是我们的生活见证，就是在为这个社会的更新在贡献力量。
Our service to the poor and caring for the young and for the elderly, for the sick, all of this helps to renew society.
我们指的说为这个社会的更新贡献力量，就是包括我们对年老者的关心，对穷人的关心，对病人的照顾，以及我们的就是牧灵工作。
And our prayer and our sacrifices also help to renew society.
以及我们的祈祷
and prayer
and sacrifices.
以及我们的牺牲，这都是有助于整个社会的更新。
So Pope John Paul said that religious life reflects the inner nature of the Christian calling.
我们说奉献生活也反映了基督徒，我们每一位基督徒蒙召的内在生命。
And it reflects what the whole church strives for.
也就是反映了整个的教会所要努力达到的目标。
We do that also by embodying, incarnating the gospel.
那我们，这个目标的达成也就是说呢，让福音的价值变成我们的生命。
The gospel is not just a lot of words; it makes a difference in our lives.
也就是我们说，从福音上所描述的、记述的，它并不只是文字，而是它成为我们的生活。
And so if someone asks the question, what does the gospel look like?
Then 如果有人问，比如说福音那是什么样子呢？到底它意味着什么呢？
The church says, look at the life of religious.
教会就会说，你们去看看这些度奉献生活的人是什么样子。
So we embody the gospel in this place and time.
也就是说我们让福音就变成了具体化，在此时此刻，在我们的具体环境中。
So if I ask the question, what does the gospel look like in China? I can look at you for the answer.
假如现在神父又问大家说，我们说这个福音在中国的大地上意味着什么呢？说你来看看修女们的生活。
And if I ask the question, what does the gospel look like in the 21st century, I can look to you for the answer.
然后要是再问说在二十一世纪福音在中国大地上应该是以什么样的形式出现的，那我们以修女的身份和生活就会给他们这样一个答案。
Sometimes people think that eternal life is something that happens only after death.
很多人都认为啊，或是有些人认为这个永生呢，就是在死后进入天堂的境界。
And people think that heaven is very far away and we only see it after death.
天堂呢是在一个很遥远的地方，我们只能死后才能看得见。
But we know that God is already sharing with us some of the treasures of heaven.
那我们已经知道的是，天主已经开始和我们分享天堂的。Repeat the last part.
God is already sharing with us the treasures of heaven.
天主已经和我们分享了天上的产业。
And eternal life is began with baptism.
我们说永恒的永生的产业就是借着我们的灵洗，天主就开始分享了他的永恒产业，和我们分享了他的永恒产业。这个句子完整就说，借着灵洗我们已经开始了分享天主永恒的产业，或是永恒的财富。
Some of the treasures of heaven are the joy and peace that comes with obedience.
那天堂上的这个永久的产业或是永久的财富呢，是始于我们内心的服从。
Or the hope that comes with poverty.
那这个希望也来自于我们的身贫。
Or the love that we live in chastity.
也就是说在爱中我们的贞洁。
And so people can see in us, even though we don't have the things of earth, we have a greater joy.
人们可以从我们的身上看到，尽管我们不拥有很多的物质的东西，但是呢，我们有很大的喜乐。
This is how people see that we can already receive the treasures of heaven in this life.
也就是这种生活就显示给人们，他看到了修道生活已经分享了天堂上的产业。
So the more that we can live our religious life authentically, the more that we make God present in this world.
也就是当我们的生活越来越真的像一个修道者的生活，那我们就是越来越能把天堂显示给别人。
And the church depends on us to show people how beautiful heaven is and how beautiful it is to have a relationship with God.
那教会呢，也希望就是借着我们把天堂显示给世人，告诉别人说这个天堂是如此的美好。
This is not just a burden that God places on us, but something that He wants to help us with.
这个呢，不只是说好像天主把这个这样一个重担放到我们肩上了，事实上天主就在一直的帮助我们去实践他对我们的邀请。
And I want to say a few other things, but maybe it'd be good to take a little break.
Okay.
Yeah.